Odette, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
So what are some of the earliest records that we've found of Aboriginal women working as nurses and midwives?
The earliest record that I've been able to find is of this fantastic Aboriginal midwife who trained in 1905 at Crown Street Hospital in Sydney. And her name is Mae Yarrowick. And she was a Yarrowick woman. And she's a member of the Kelly family from around that district. And she had an Aboriginal mother. And so she was quite an unusual story, really, because she was literate. So her white family actually looked after her and kept her because her mother died shortly after childbirth. And so she was educated with a whole raft of her non-Indigenous cousins. And so at an age where, you know, the only really options for, you know, women full stop, let alone Indigenous women, was really only nursing or teaching. And so Mae seemed to show an interest in midwifery. So she applied for Crown Street Hospital with the help of her family and was accepted. So we have actually found, or I actually have found a midwife, who trained as far back as 1905. She was a midwife on horseback and dray, and she served the community for well over 30 years.
They're just incredible stories.
They are. Incredible stories.
So yes. Did you come up against any challenges as a historian tracing these records of Indigenous nurses and midwives?
What makes it a little bit more complicated when doing the historiographies of Indigenous women, especially within those early days, is obviously the acts of administration that were, you know, that ruled the lives of Indigenous people. So when looking for those nurses, specifically between about 1900 and about the late 1940s or so, they were we were under the Protection Act and Segregation Act within the states and territories. So it's made it a little bit harder, or considerably harder actually, due to having to wade through legislative processes that dictated Aboriginal people's lives. So that's made it a little bit trickier. The other thing is, within a lot of our mobs, we've got, you know, family stories or family histories of, you know, great-grandmother was a nurse or great-auntie was a nurse, but there's not a collective of that. So it means that there's got to be a lot of information disseminated amongst communities to try and, you know, draw out these very personal and family histories of the women in their families that were nurses and midwives. So that's just two of the difficulties that I have come across. Yeah.
So do you think that those play into the reasons why it really feels like, you know, this really long history of professional Aboriginal labour has gone unrecognised?
Oh, it has. It definitely has. My thought, because I actually undertook my PhD in tracing Aboriginal nurses and midwives in Queensland from the 1950s until the 2010s. And it was during that journey that I actually came across women like Mae Yarrowick. And I actually kind of like thought to myself during that period, it was just like, I have a sneaking suspicion that nursing and midwifery were the first Western professions that Aboriginal women, and indeed therefore Aboriginal people, were actually allowed to enter. So we've got Aboriginal nurses and midwives who, you know, we can now trace for well over a century that just aren't very well-known stories. So I believe that, you know, it was probably the first Western profession we were allowed to go into. And it's just unknown histories. It's just, you know, when we talk about Australian nursing history, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women don't often get included in that, obviously. It's trying to uncover those histories. And I think that Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women need to be recognised for their contributions, not only to Aboriginal health, because we all work in Aboriginal health at some time. It is, you know, it's innate within us to give back to our community. But what really excites me is we start to redress some of that discourse about Aboriginal health being a deficit, when in actual fact, these women have actually nursed thousands upon thousands of actually non-Indigenous people that just doesn't get recognised, or just doesn't get discussed, or just doesn't get talked about.
That's a good point, actually, because, you know, you do hear the in quotes, Aboriginal health deficit being thrown around a lot. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that's not something I'd ever put together, to be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, you know, Indigenous health is the deficit for this country when it comes to health. And for those of us who are nurses, because I am a nurse myself, it's like, well, we've actually contributed to the Australian health system. Whilst we've done incredible work within our own communities, but the bigger, broader Australian context, we've certainly been there. We've been caregivers. We've birthed babies. We've held hands while people have passed. We've dealt with non-Indigenous families. And that just never gets brought into the discourse when we talk about Aboriginal health within this country. It's always deficit, deficit. So it's trying to start turning around some of that discourse and reframing that, no, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have actually participated in this Australian health system.
It is absolutely brilliant work that is done, and some really amazing stories coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go for a bit of a Google, some really cool stories.